Peace be with you. Welcome to the Dean Show. We have an exciting show for you today. Now, there are many beautiful things that we get to enjoy from the creation of the Creator. And one of those blessings that we have a responsibility with is the body that the Creator has given us. What are we putting in it? How many of us now, obesity is on the rise, heart disease, all these ailments, and many of us are suffering from these. What does Islam have to say about it? Do we have the solutions there? Well, we're going to be talking to our next guest, Dr. Saeed, Doctor of Oriental Medicine, here on the Dean Show to give us some of the Islamic solutions. When we come back, don't go anywhere. This is the Dean Show. 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 Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, Dr. Saeed?
Awesome. Alhamdulillah. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And when we talk about Doctor of Oriental Medicine, because people look at you to say he's not Chinese. What does this mean?
Yeah, that's a good one. My ancestry. No, just kidding. Yeah, no, I studied formally in the U.S. What's called Oriental Medicine. So within that scope of practice, we study acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, dietary therapy, cupping, and more. Obviously, we get a background in Western medicine and its techniques as well, but it's kind of a coverage of different natural techniques.
Yeah. So, for a lot of the MDs, the medical doctors say, "Look, why you need that? I'll just write them a prescription. I'll put them on antibiotics. What's going on?"
That's right. Yeah, and you absolutely could, but it's just different philosophies regarding it. Our philosophy is that you go with what's safest and most natural first. We're not totally putting down drugs and pharmaceuticals, but what we're saying is that if you have certain health issues, it behooves you to follow what's safest first and order and proceed in order of caution. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the fact is drugs do have a lot of side effects that accumulate over time, toxicities that accumulate over time. So go with what's safe and natural first, and if you still need it, then by all means.
That makes sense, because many people now, they don't read the warning labels. I mean, like 30, 40, 50 side effects, so you maybe cure this one, possibly temporarily. Then next thing you know, you got a lump growing out of the back of your head.
Well, you all have heard the commercials where, they'll sneak in like 40 side effects that they read like in 10 seconds, and they'll say including death and fainting and all kinds of things. So we all have heard those ads, but yeah, it's really all about going with what's safest and proceeding in order of caution. And even when we look at our faith, Islam, you look at the time of the Prophet ﷺ and the foods they used to eat, the natural medicines they used to use, it's a totally different era then and now.
Yeah.
But the fact is that Islam advocates using the means that Allah has sent down to us, meaning through the natural foods, the plants, the herbs, all the techniques that have been provided us to us by the Prophet ﷺ, and using those.
I'm a firm believer in this, the natural way that Allah, the Creator, has provided these remedies, these healing remedies in these plants and a lot of these natural things that are out there. Tell us another way that has been a tradition that somewhat been lost. I think it's being revived now, the hijama. Talk about this, the sunnah, the way of the Prophet ﷺ and the hijama.
Yeah, subhanAllah, it's really an amazing thing. And that's why I was actually visiting Chicago this weekend to do a workshop on the medicine of the Prophet ﷺ, as well as about hijama. We offered that service. At my clinic in Dallas, we do offer that service of hijama. It's something extraordinary. Just to give you an example, I mean, there are over 15, 20 ahadith from the Prophet ﷺ confirming how important it is. But one of the strongest ones that's mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah says that when the Prophet ﷺ went on the Isra and Mi'raj, the night ascension to Jerusalem and then up into the heavens, there's a narration that says that he didn't pass by a single angel without each and every one of them telling him to prescribe hijama to your ummah.
SubhanAllah. That's deep.
Can you imagine? It is really deep. And when I saw it, I was amazed by that. And it's an authentic hadith. But imagine the angels telling you to go back and do hijama. You know, that gives you a small taste of it. And in Bukhari too, there's a hadith that says, خَيْرُ مَا تَدَاوَيْتُمْ بِهِ الْحِجَامَةِ, that amongst the best of remedies is hijama. And so it does have a great tradition going back from that time till now. And, you know, people were using it even before the Prophet ﷺ too. So it shows actually some level of tolerance too in Islam. A lot of people don't realize this, where the ancient Greeks were performing a type of cupping or bloodletting. The Chinese were doing it. In the Indian subcontinent, they were using leeches for a similar purpose. But the Prophet ﷺ, like most things, he had adopted what he felt was good, and then he put his stamp on it, you know, in terms of when to do it, the du'as that you recite, the points that are used, the purposes, and so forth. So he put his mark on it.
Now, what is it? Most people, if you ask, you even to Muslims, hijama, you mentioned hijama, have no idea what this
is.
Now, what is hijama? Explain to us and the benefits of it.
Sure. It's basically a technique for detoxifying the blood. It involves making very tiny incisions on the skin and using suction to draw out what we call capillary or surface blood that is thought to have certain toxins, number one. In several Muslim countries, doctors have analyzed the blood that comes out in hijama, and they found very interesting things. But not only does this blood contain higher amount of certain toxins, it contains a higher amount of certain inflammatory compounds that they've measured. It contains a higher percentage of what we call old, dead red blood cells that haven't been excreted and metabolized. There were differences in white blood cell content, differences in iron. The bottom line was, for health purposes, it's good to extract that blood periodically, and it's one of the best preventive things you can do, but it's also a treatment tool.
Diabetes, you're suffering from fatigue, and a lot of the other ailments now, eating bad foods. Can we talk about this when we come back?
Sure.
On The Dean Show with Dr. Saeed. Don't go anywhere.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show, heart disease on the rise, diabetes, depression, and link back to food, fatigue. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, probably one of the most neglected aspects and most fundamental aspects of our health and our control over it is definitely diet. And diet plays a huge role with respect to all these. And this is not just me saying it or naturopaths saying it. The medical community is also recognizing that. It's not just about diet, but you know, it's a big part of it. Exercise is part of it. Stress management is part of it. But the fact is, the standard American diet is what? Spells sad, right? And it is sad. Because the fact is, and a lot of us as Muslims have unfortunately gotten co-opted into this, we come here and we're hit with such abundant sources of food that we don't pay attention to the quality of the food. The fact is, in the Quran, it says, "Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum," and it says this repeatedly, that you eat amongst, eat those things which are tayyibat. Tayyibat, some people translate as that which is whole or wholesome and pure. So when we really think about, are we, you know, things we eat, like donuts, gummy bears, you know, Twinkies, potato chips, is that tayyibat? You know, I was listening to a scholar once. He was saying you could make an easy argument that it's not. We've got to, as you said earlier, we've got to go back to things that Allah has made. You know, He sent us down so many blessings and ni'am, and we've got to go back to those sources. But even with that, as you know, human beings have complicated things. With our animals, we're feeding them growth hormone, antibiotics, we're giving them protein feeds for animals that are herbivores. You know, with grains, we've got genetic engineering going on with soy, with wheat, with corn. When it comes to other processed foods, you've got food additives, preservatives, colorings, you name it, right? Flavor enhancers. It's overwhelming when you start to analyze it, but the fact is we've got to go back to the basics, eating fruits, vegetables, whole grains, moderate amounts of protein, you know, and going back to the basics, because that's where the root of disease is. And the Prophet ﷺ also said that the root of diseases is where? In the stomach or in digestion. Mm-hmm. So we've got to spend a lot more time looking at that.
We're going to have a article posted up by a person who had actually taught his family now after he did research, and they were going through many things that the home is going through, where not only the tooth decay from sugar, but also scientists, doctors talking about this heart disease. So what he replaced the word sugar with poison.
Poison, absolutely.
Poison.
That's well documented. And there are whole documentaries on this, whole books written on this subject. And speaking of relevancy, just some of you, our viewers, may have seen in national headlines just within the last 2 weeks where the medical associations revised their guidelines on cholesterol. Did you see any of that? They came back and, for years, unfortunately, doctors were scaring people from eating eggs and nuts and shellfish and things like that.
That's actually good for you.
And they finally admitted that after years, which we've been saying for years. But in the same guidelines, they admitted the much bigger problem is what? Sugar and too much simple carbohydrates. So what happens is when you overconsume the breads, the pastas, the chips, the rice, the sweets, the desserts, that starts getting converted to triglycerides and cholesterol and increasing what we call systemic inflammation. So sugar, by definition, increases inflammation. That's not only a risk for heart or a risk for heart disease and diabetes, but affects a lot of other things too, like you said, dental issues and much more. So it's a very serious problem. And like I said earlier, the biggest difference between human beings of the past, or even if you just go back a few decades, the level of sugar consumption has skyrocketed. It's out of control. And you know, that sugar is not an essential nutrient. There's no such thing as sugar deficiency or Coca-Cola deficiency, right? We need whole live nutrients. We need live vitamins, minerals, enzymes, antioxidants from natural foods. Like I said, unfortunately, among Muslims too, we have this notion that we can just eat what's zabiha. And as long as we're having halal and zabiha, everything is fair game, right?
Yeah.
But we've got to take a more nuanced look at this and really analyze what we're eating. And as you said, health is one of the biggest blessings that have been given to us. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim says that after iman, health is the second biggest blessing given to us. So we've got to do our best to protect it.
We're going to come back and give some solutions. Some things that people can take out of the diet, put in the diet, more specifics that they can start right now and today to clean up that fridge. And we're right back to give you these here on The Dean Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard flight 5235 nonstop to London Heathrow. The temperature is 25 degrees outside and we are expecting a fairly smooth flight today. In a few moments, the flight attendants will be passing around the cabin to offer you hot and cold drinks. We thank you for choosing to fly with us today, and we hope you enjoy your flight.
Thank God it was just a dream.
God? I don't believe in God.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show. Okay, so there was a documentary called Fed Up. Did you see it?
I didn't see that one, but I've heard of it, yes.
You know, they've showed like the not only poison of sugar, being poison actually for the body, but now how it's so addictive, just like cocaine, like these drugs, the brain lights up. You know about this?
That's right. The studies are, you're absolutely right, they're showing that it is as addictive as certain drugs, including cocaine. And that's why we've got to treat it accordingly. You know, there was a naturopathic doctor who I was listening to several weeks ago, and he was saying that if you have somebody who's like an alcoholic or a drug addict, and he goes in and checks in at one of those rehab centers, you don't give him a little bit of alcohol each day and say, here, we're going to slowly wean you down, but you can have a little bit each day, right? So this the point of this doctor, and there's also another book, by the way, from a medical doctor called The 10-Day Detox, The Sugar Solution. It's another good book on the subject. He gives a very practical program on how people can help quit this addiction. And he says you have to treat it as that, because a lot of people think that, well, I can still have my cookies after every meal and I'll just try to slowly cut it down, but it doesn't happen usually.
Yeah. Right?
It takes a lot more strictness, where sometimes you gotta cut the cord and make some hard decisions and start replacing it with real food.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, earlier we were talking about replacing some of these sugars and some of these simple carbs with more vegetables, with more wholesome proteins.
Anything
with
green.
More fiber, with greens. But you know, Allah has made so much, right? Mm-hmm. And we try to get organic, pure sources of these vegetables, fruits, proteins, whole grains, fibers, and start replacing those. But it can be done. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. But we've got to treat it as an addiction.
Yeah, I've seen some really good documentaries. Have you seen Fat, Sick, and Almost Dead?
I have.
Juicing Saved My Life. What do you think about it?
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite documentaries. I have most of my patients who come to us in Dallas watch that. I myself, my wife, we have many patients go through this where we get them on that juicing habit. Because, you know, some people will eat some vegetables, but most studies show, and including from the FDA, that the most common deficiency of most people, not only in this country but in other countries, is in the vegetable fruit area. We're not getting enough live enzymes, vitamins, and minerals, and so we've got to put more focus on that. Besides eating things like salads, the other way to do that is through blending or juicing. I myself use more of the blenders where I put in you know, certain vegetables and fruits, blend it all up, add some water because it retains the fiber. You know, Allah put that fiber in there for a reason, and you drink it, and it doesn't taste bad. You can play around. Allah has made thousands,
literally,
vegetables and fruits, so there's a lot to choose from. But yeah, you can make combinations, and you consume that on a daily basis, and that's probably one of the best things you can do for your health. Yeah, we just recently, I can tell you, we had a patient come to us, an American, and he was probably 260 to 270 pounds. He was snoring. He's borderline diabetic. He had gout. He had severe allergies. His wife would just leave the room because he was snoring like a truck. And
yeah.
So the poor guy came in that situation. He got started on the juicing and blending, and much like the documentary you mentioned, alhamdulillah, he lost more than 50 pounds within like 8 weeks. His snoring went down, his allergies went down, his blood sugar started to normalize, his BP started to normalize, the gout got better. And that's all from what? Zero medication, just
diet
making
change.
A change in diet.
Yeah.
And he was just consuming vegetables and fruits all day. That's all he would do.
So now if you eliminate, you go in your fridge right now, and most people, it's sad to say, you got this Hawaiian Punch, you got the RC, Pepsi, any kind of sodas, right? You got fruitcake, these chocolate cakes and white bread and whatever it is, that's similar to this.
Right.
This has got to go.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not easy because, as you said earlier, the society pushes it on every level. You walk into the store, there's candy everywhere. You're standing in the aisle, it's candy everywhere. There's sweets everywhere. And they know that. They prey on your weakness, right, because of that addiction. But again, knowledge is key. When you're aware of its risks, when you're aware that it is a type of poison that increases inflammation in your body, increases the risk for disease, that can at least be the first step in making a change. But I would urge all our viewers to really start researching this and getting more information, and then you'll see that that's one of the easiest and best steps you can take for
Definitely.
You and your family, is to start at the very least cutting it down. I know it's very hard to realistically cut out all sugars 100%, but start, you know, as the Prophet said, in slow gradations and make the change. But that's one of the best things you can do.
How about substituting, let's say, the dates?
That's right.
You know, for
that's
some right. Replace of these processed junk
that's
foods.
Right. Yeah, and fruits have sweetness, obviously. There's
and fruits,
like,
yeah.
Honey, dates, yeah.
Honey, date, yes.
That's right. So, and one key thing to point out on that for our viewers, because a lot of times we get that question in the clinic, they say, well, can I just replace all my sugar with honey or dates, but isn't that sugar too, and isn't that still bad? So the key difference I could point out is that the difference between dates and like a honey bun is that dates have other nutrients in it. They have other vitamins, other minerals, antioxidants in it that change or moderate the body's response to it. So for example, you may have heard of insulin, right? The insulin response changes when something has fiber in it versus a honey bun that's going to give you a whack. You get an insulin spike, which is associated not only with diabetes but all types of other negative effects on the body. So yes, you shouldn't overdo. You obviously shouldn't be, you know, gulping down honey and like a pound a day or eating 50 dates a day. But within moderation, you know, you get that sweet craving, you have some of that, you know, that's good. But they're not processed or handled by the body in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we shouldn't overdo anything.
And you will have definitely, by cleaning up your diet, more clarity of mind, fatigue, energy levels will go up. A lot of these ailments that we talked
that's
about,
right.
they'll start
right.
to be eradicated from your life.
That's
and
right.
this is proven in some of those documentaries like
that's
the
right.
Fat, Sick, and Almost Dead that you recommend. I really recommend
that's
that
right.
people watch. More water.
That's right, absolutely. And the source of water is important too. I still know a lot of Muslims who unfortunately are just drinking their tap water. If you look at the studies on tap water, it's still full of certain contaminants that the government or the local government still allows,
yeah.
certain heavy metals. But the fact is you need to get as purified and as clean a water as possible.
Have you heard of Berkey water filters?
Not Berkey. I've heard of some
Berkeley
other
or something like this, where they have four filters, and it's you can actually put like rainwater in there,
and
a pond water filters out.
It's like a double filtration.
Yes.
Is
so this is
osmosis.
Yes. No, it's not reverse. It doesn't take the minerals. But which one do you recommend? What do you recommend that's out there that people can? That's because that's again the source. What you're talking about
that's
is very
right.
important.
Yeah, at the least, it needs. You know what we call a double filtration. Some units will add the reverse osmosis step. You don't have to have it, but if you can, it's better. I myself, at my own home, have put on one of those units that filters the supply line. So it's not just about getting it from the fridge. You know, it's about filtering the whole supply if you can.
Yeah.
So that's there are a lot of units that sell in the market.
Yeah.
I don't want to advocate for like one particular brand, but there are a lot out there.
So I mean, this is a huge, vast topic. We've given people some things they can do immediately, but definitely getting educated on this is crucial to
most
living
critical.
A good, healthy life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Again, you're also the author of the God, Islam, and the Skeptic Mind.
Yes.
Where
yes.
can people contact you and also get the book?
Yeah, this book is available at Amazon.com, and you can contact us through there. If you contact the seller, we also get messages through that or through Amazon. So we'd be more than happy to help you with that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jazakallah
khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum. Alaikum
salam. And there you have it on the Dean Show, some practical tips, some advice, some things that you can take out, put in. They'll help you live a more vibrant, energetic life. And we know from the last and final message sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who's a brother of Jesus, Moses, Abraham, they all submitted to the Creator, not the creation. They brought the truth based on proof. And he said, the son of Adam doesn't feel anything worse than the belly. Yes, diseases come from here when we don't put in the good stuff and what we put in the bad junk. And then he said, enough is some few snacks, morsels of food to keep his back upright. But if he's overtaken, one-third food, one-third air, and one-third water, and should be sufficient, along with now putting in the right, not the sugars and all the processed foods that have been altered and changed by the hands of man, natural, organic, good foods, vegetables, fruits, those things that will help you to, again, live a healthy life. Watch those documentaries that we recommended. Start today. Subscribe. We'll see you next time here on The Dean Show. Until then, peace be with you.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.